It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, you're on The Buzz 24-7. Hope you're having a good day. I'm looking forward to Efren Ramirez tomorrow. You've never seen Napoleon Dynamite,
no.
Right, Kelly?
How does that happen? I feel like I've heard enough about it now that I might watch it.
It's so funny. It's just funny and awkward and weird.
There's some uncomfortable parts in the movie where it's like, oh. Because I don't like that uncomfortable comedy that sometimes The Office would give you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just made me like, I don't want to be in this room right now.
Yeah.
Freaking idiot.
I'm sorry. Is it all high school based?
It's high school based, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just so many do the chickens have large talons, you know, vote for me, all your wildest dreams will come true. I can throw this football over those mountains over there. It's infinitely quotable, or at least it was at one time, you know. But they're going to be doing a Napoleon Dynamite live at the Music Hall coming up on Wednesday night. So they're going to play the movie, and then, you know, you're going to sit and they'll do a Q&A. I would love to be there. I would love to have sat and asked the questions. I would love that. Oh, God. That would be so much fun.
I would guess it would be only 10 years old. I don't feel like it's 20 years old.
It's 20 years old. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. And we had Heater on, you know, before it broke big. And he was like, wow, I'm doing an interview. It was weird, you know. but anyway, so that's coming up tomorrow. I don't know what you guys talked about yesterday on the show, but did anybody see? I came in this morning and it was my first real chance to watch the news because I was gone all weekend. And the whole hubbub about Taylor Swift going to the football game. All right, that's fine. Did you see who she walked in with?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and who else?
Yeah. Blake Lively and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And nobody talked about it yesterday.
Nobody paid attention to Hugh Jackman. Like, there's this guy, huge star, and nobody. Like,
well, it's not
shit.
About him, that particular setting. It's about Taylor Swift and the whole
football
thing.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, hey, man, that's Hugh Jackman. I'm not even a Hugh Jackman fan, but I was kind
of
like.
I thought it was funny because he was the one of them there that is freshly divorced, and so is the girl from Game of Thrones. She was there. Another divorce.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Maybe Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner, yes.
But if Hugh Jackman was dating Travis Kelce, then we would have been talking.
Okay, I get it. You know, yeah, that makes sense now that you put it that way. That makes sense. But anyway, it's just astounding to watch this thing go crazy. There was another thing that came up about that. I'll get to that in a second.
I'm starting to think it's a bit of a marketing ploy.
It would be a genius one.
It's just so much.
Yeah, but it would be. It'll turn around on her if that's the case.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she needs it, to be honest with you.
No, right.
I think she's the most.
I don't think she needs it. She sits at that football stadium and goes, huh, she laughs because she's put more people in that stadium.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
No, so this is all they can put in here?
Yeah. Dude, did you know that Geddy Lee is touring?
Well, he's toured before. He did a book signing of the world's biggest base book, I think is what it was called. Just a book of all these bases that he's owned through time and everything. So I know he's done other things.
In November, he's got a spoken word tour coming up. It's going to be at the Orpheum Theater in Boston on November 18th. That's the day after Lend a Helping Can ends, right?
You know what just happened? That'll as soon as that gets announced, that'll be gone.
My effing life in conversation. It'll be kind of like a spoken word thing. Going to go on sale to the general public on Friday, this Friday. Each ticket purchase includes a copy of the book, and he's going to be joined on stage by a special guest interviewer where he reflects on all kinds of things, including Rush and all that stuff.
Are you getting
that would
tickets?
Be fascinating.
That doesn't interest me, but I'm just telling you that there's enough bass players, musicians in general, that will go. I know people that waited in line in New York City for hours just to get a quick photo with him.
I met him and Alex Lifeson at the SNHU Arena because Neil Peart wasn't really meeting anybody. Mm-hmm. He hadn't for, I don't think, right, Scotty, for a long time. And they were just as chill, like just normal dudes, you know, quiet talkers. And I'm sitting there going, you're freaking Rush, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know how cool you are.
Oh, God.
Because if you don't, let me tell you how cool you are. I had my photo taken and I sent it to all my buddies and going, I'm the new drummer for Rush.
Yeah.
And they laughed their ass off.
Yeah. Well, they would.
Yeah.
What do you remember the Ask the Buzz that you did yesterday? Because I have one, and I was going to bring it up.
The Buzz was talking about the woman at work who does her job very, very well, but has no kids.
So anytime
she asks for any time off, they say, no, you don't need the day off before Christmas. We're going to give that to people who have kids.
Yeah, that's the one you referenced with Ryan.
And I said, yeah,
Ryan.
It's going to be a hard time to prove.
Her boss didn't actually say those words. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's definite discrimination. Basically, they assigned her to work. You know, they asked for volunteers. But it's not
voluntelling.
Yeah, voluntelling. Yeah. And the volunteering, and they just assumed because she didn't have children that, you know, she would work so that the people who had kids could stay home on Christmas, which I would have had a huge problem with that. That is absolutely the problem is proving that it's discrimination if you never said it outwardly. I don't know. That would be a tough one. But I totally side with you. That would piss me off to no end, you know. And I asked that because I have another one that was written to us that I didn't know if you read this one or not. It also kind of deals with a workplace thing. And I thought maybe today for the 24/7 we could do the Ask the Buzz, which talks about.
Hit it, Peckahead.
You want the intro, Peckahead?
Peckahead.
Okay, all right.
You got mail, fat ass.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Help, there you go.
I need somebody.
Help.
Uh-huh. Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need the buzz.
Ask the buzz.
There you go. Thank you. Godfather.
Godfather.
I worked at my job about 6 years. Small company. About 30 people total. And in my 6 years, I have been told happy birthday. Or been given a card exactly zero times. 6 years, zero times. Nobody has said happy birthday. Nobody has given this person a card. Yet the receptionist regularly circulates business birthday cards for every other employee when their big day arrives. Finally, she brought one to me, and I didn't sign it. When she asked why, I told her, it's odd how in my entire time at the company, I've never gotten even one card, so I'm going to opt out. I mean, we all have our birthdays on Facebook, so it's not like it's a mystery. So am I the jerk here? I don't really care about the card, but to me, it's a deeper indication of the disrespect, and that's what irks me. Should I continue to opt out? Be the bigger man and sign the cards? What's my move?
It's not a douchebag, but he's kind of being the douchebag. You don't do it that way. You say, as a joke, you say, hey, oh, you forgot my birthday. You sign the card, and then hopefully you get a birthday card the next time around. You don't make it a big thing.
Yeah, I agree. But all he's doing is not signing a card. I don't know if he's making a big thing out of it.
But he said he is. He's because he's not signing a card. In all my years, I haven't gotten a. So is it that serious?
Well, I mean, so let's say you work there for a year and you signed. There's 30 cards.
Right.
So let's say you sign 20 cards.
Right.
And then your birthday comes and goes, and you don't get one.
Right.
You don't think that you would notice and go.
But I don't treat it serious. I may notice that, but I'd say it as a joke to the receptionist. Hey. Where was my card?
I'm not.
And you move on.
I'm not thinking of making it a big deal, but I think it would be. It's something that would catch
if you don't
your attention.
Sign a card.
Scotty, would this catch your attention?
Yeah.
You're signing 20 cards in a place that employs 30.
Not just 1 year. Sounds like he's.
Oh, fine.
6 years. Yeah. Right. Right.
I'm kind of with Kelly that I'd be like, yeah, I'll sign these. Huh? I've never gotten one of these. Yeah.
I'll tell you.
And
what,
I'll leave
I'll,
it at that.
Get it off your chest.
I'll sign one when I get one. So once I get one,
you could do that.
You could do that. I would say that. I'll sign one of these after I get one. I've been here 6 years, and that's fine, man.
Let that stuff bother me because we now work someplace that Laura could have her big 10-year anniversary, and nobody's saying, "Hey, happy!" You just if I'm going to work every day
yeah.
to get appreciation for something, then you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Well, we used to do birthdays and then we just stopped.
Yeah.
Then we just stopped.
No.
It's too much.
I agree. But what I'm saying is these days, everybody's coming in, they're doing 50 jobs.
Yeah.
There might be nobody, some people here that don't even know how long we've worked here. Mm-hmm. And it is, so if you're going to wait around to have somebody, you know, rub your head and go, good job, buddy, you're going to wait probably a very long time.
Right. I know I would notice, but guess what? I'll still sign your card. I don't care. You don't have to give me a card. It's not.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I honestly
come to work. I do my job. You don't need to be my friend. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give me a card. You don't have to make me feel good.
And you rarely are friends with, you're working in a company with 30 people. You're not friends with them all.
No, you're not. But
you may be friends with a couple and they'll say happy birthday and that's it.
Well,
that's all you need.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't know, besides Greg's, because it's the day before Christmas, I'd have to be reminded sometimes. So it could be Laura's birthday today, and I wouldn't know, because I'm a guy, and I don't remember that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember all your birthdays. I always feel bad, because we're never on during Greg's birthday, and we're never on during Kayla's birthday. So I only bring little treats in
but
around your
Greg's
birthdays.
Gift to us on his birthday is we have a day off.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
And Kayla gives us a day off on her birthday.
Thank you.
Right. And Kayla's is when?
Yeah, when's Kayla's?
Is that coming up?
No, I'm serious.
Did we miss that one already?
When is it?
Don't give us the look.
July 4th.
No, I'm not
July
being
4th?
A dick.
It's, no, it's not July 4th.
July 3rd.
It's close.
February vacation.
February vacation.
Is it?
February 28th.
Yes, because
yes.
she was
nice
it
job.
Would have been a leap year, baby.
Nice job, Greg.
Right, right.
But so we're always on February vacation. And that's why I want... One year we were able to celebrate together because she got to come on vacation with me and the family. And I'm hoping, I keep trying to talk her into a cruise this year.
Yeah.
But she's afraid to take time off when we're off.
And yours is in June.
Good job.
And it is June
12th.
What is that? You just twat.
Is it June 28th?
Nope.
18th?
Nope.
16th?
Nope.
21st.
Nope.
First, second,
21st.
June 19th?
Nope. 18th.
That's my sister.
Fourth, fifth, sixth.
June 26th.
Nope.
7, 8, 9.
June 6th?
No. No. You guys are going through all of them.
June 11th?
No.
12th?
Nope.
13th.
That's her kills.
Oh, shit. Oh, June 29th?
Nope.
Damn it. June 23rd.
Birthday.
No.
What is it? June
31st.
We cut everything.
29th. 28th.
Not the 30th.
27th.
I was close. I said the 28th right out of the gate. Yeah. I was close.
Yeah.
All right. At least I feel good about that.
Brokill and I are exactly 2 weeks apart.
Okay.
Okay.
I knew his is the 13th because it's unlucky. So
and
I knew
add
that
14
was
days to that and you get me.
And Kelly's is, I know, in September.
We just had it.
Yeah. It's like the 26th?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay.
So, I'm 27. He's 26. Brokill's 13. You're 24. Kayla's 28.
I'm not a guy I'm like Scotty. I'm not a guy that does well remembering those
things. I know all of ours.
Happy Carl's birthday every year.
Yeah.
But I do.
I think it's mine.
Yeah. Our birthday is in our anniversary and stuff. Jeff is 22nd. The cat was born on the 23rd. Then I got 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th for all of us.
Some crow. Right. You got the cat.
Women remember that when the cats and dogs were born.
Yeah. Laura sends me a note saying, today's your sister Valerie's birthday.
I'm friends with him.
I have
Facebook.
A sister Valerie?
No. I know it is. And I always laugh that she knows. I know my sister. I know my family's birthdays. Yeah. I know my family's birthdays.
That's who they're
called. I got my dad's birthday wrong for a long time. You know?
Oh, dude, I've called the house before just to say hey, to talk to my parents, and then I got off the phone, and then later on that night, I'm laying in bed going, oh, my God.
Right.
It's Dad's birthday. I didn't even say anything.
I always thought it was September 19th, and it's the 17th. So when I call him on the 19th, he's like, it was Tuesday. And I'd be like, shit. You know? Anyway. Yeah. Well, look, I think that's that Kelly hit the nail on it. Make a joke out of it. Yeah. You know, because I'll tell you right now, if you make a thing out of it, you're just being a bitch.
In the end, you're a guy complaining about nobody noticing your birthday.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yep.
You're
not going to go well.
Get thick skin. I guarantee
you'll never get a birthday card if you make a deal out of it. Right? Just make a joke, and then they'll take up with it.
Or don't. Like, I feel bad that you're sad about it. Don't care. If you go to work, you do your job. Just, that's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I
don't need no sprinkles and cherry on top.
Nope.
I'm here. I'm doing my job.
Yep. I don't think I've had, let me see. We don't do birthday cakes in my family anyway. Let's do it's for us, it's like, let's just pick a night. Let's go to dinner. The four of us.
You know what?
That's the best.
Right? I like
this guy. It was a lot of birthdays at the Brat Dinner Horn. This guy, Andy, baked his own cake, chocolate cake. It was wonderful. Brought it in, and he baked a pumpkin cake. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Solid. He baked his own cakes, yeah. Brought it in, and gave it away to everybody.
I will say that, you know, Channel 9, birthdays, work anniversaries, they're having cake. I don't like cake. So I don't really want that much cake.
Oh,
you know.
But you turn around and you say you like homemade cake, because then Laura's going to go, oh, so you make your own front? No, I don't like that.
Well, when you said you were making brownies or cake or whatever, I was so proud of you. And then
I don't think you've ever said that to me.
We talked about something and you took a box.
She's been proud of you, dude.
And you put the box in a bowl.
Where did he make it?
Make it at home.
You made it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But taking the box.
So if I have a choice and tomorrow's Greg's birthday, I'm going to go to the grocery store, I'm going to buy the cake mix, and I'm going to get the frosting off the shelf,
homemade cake.
I'm going to make him a cake.
Homemade cake.
And you know what? Make that for me, love it.
No, it's 100% homemade cake. You made it at home.
You go to the grocery store and you get one of their cakes. 3 days later, I'm looking at my poo going, why is there streaks in this? And make a doctor's appointment, realizing it's their frosting that is totally messed with.
Yours is a from scratch cake.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what you're talking about.
But to me, like...
That's extra homemade.
It's not...
It is.
It
extra,
is. It's
extra.
Like homemade plus.
But when you say, wow, that's so delicious, a homemade cake, I feel like, no, it's Duncan Hines. All I did was break an egg and put some oil in it. That's not...
Okay.
Like,
whoa. You got to put oil in
that's
it?
That's easy.
When did you start putting oil in that?
No shit.
Vegetable,
I didn't know that.
Egg, oh, whatever. Yeah. I didn't...
For brownies? You put applesauce in it?
No.
Oh,
no, because I don't... Okay.
If it goes from dough to cake, that's a homemade.
No, because, and then you get the, wow, Kelly, that tastes so good.
Three stages, powder, dough, cake.
Solid.
How can that not be homemade?
He doesn't even put the egg in. Powder,
dough,
and he's got his arms up like, what? Yeah. Like, how can it not be homemade?
We've had this argument before.
You turned it from a box into a cake.
So, for example, Greg, you missed, so yesterday, I didn't think I was going to be able to cook Sunday because we got home from the Big E, had football.
Had a lot going on.
I had a lot, and I was like, it was going to be one of those Sundays where I couldn't cook, and I was like, you know what? Got to squeeze something in. I made the ramen, homemade ramen, and then I had just bought pink pork.
You don't have to, I mean, do it for us.
I know.
You don't have to.
I had people over my house and everything, anyways. But Kelly takes a bite of the pork, and he's like, wow, this is good pork. I just wanted to be like, thank Market Basket. I had nothing to do with that except I grilled it.
Right.
Oh, they marinated it?
Yeah, that's their pink pork. So
yeah, they marinated it.
So what's the difference between your pink pork and theirs?
Oh, yeah. I make my own sauce.
No.
Zip it.
See, everything is a friggin'
and
everything.
And I'm talking about food. If I had a lot of time, I would take the pork, you put it in your own marinade, and you let it sit for a
I've always
a day
said that.
While you're talking about this, can I just tell you guys something like this? And I'm not getting anything for saying this either. I wanted to be here yesterday to tell Chatham that I tried his. He has this Rub Smoke Love, Matt Chatham. Rub Smoke Love. It's like a, you know, it's a barbecue rub, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a gold. It's called Gold Roast or something like that.
You loved it.
It is phenomenal. It is so good on chicken. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Okay. Look for it. RubSmokeLove.com. Homemade. I'm with you, Kelly. Made it home.
We took it from a different form.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's in a box, and then all of a sudden it's good.
Bang.
Homemade. Yeah.
You made it?
A lot of work.
At my house.
Yeah. All right. We have to jump because we have a meeting we got to go to or something like that. I don't know. But, all right. Well, anyway, the birthday card.
Yeah. Suck it up.
Who cares? All right. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7, and we'll see you tomorrow.